made to 9/11 for help. How many of you recall 9/11? 5 years ago, we were here. We had Frank Butler at night, Sunday night. I drive in my spot, and there's about 15 people over at the motel, and I could tell that they weren't having a nice party. It was yelling and screaming, and then all of a sudden, I saw somebody take a beer bottle and break it, and take somebody and pick them up and slam them on the car. I immediately called 9/11. They were here within 3 minutes. Thank God for the Petersburg police. Within 3 minutes, four cars showed up. 240 million people look for somebody for help. And, you know, when they call, they're trusting and hoping help will come. And I wrote this down the other day after prayer. What we trust in, you can turn this down a little bit, what we trust in and what we hope in is where our help comes from. Let me say it again. Yeah. What we trust in, or who we trust in, and what we hope for is where our help comes from.
Right.
How many believe the nations of the world need the help of God?
Amen.
I was watching a thing the other day about India, and over in India, the Ganges River, every year 100 to 150 million people go to that river. They feel like it can cleanse them. But it's the most polluted river in the world. And then they have a temple to rats. And people actually go and put milk out for these rats because they think it was their brother or sister reincarnated. How many believe that God likes to help people? You know, we talk of God's love and His mercy, but one of the things God loves to do is to help us. He's not up there like, well, I don't know if I can help you. You just needed help yesterday. He's a very present help. Now, why do we need help? I've got two reasons here. We need help because the situations we face many times are bigger than our ability to overcome. How many of you are facing situations where you thought it was going to crush you, ruin you? God said, I can help you in that. Second thing is, many of our situations that need help need immediate action.
Right.
Immediate. Now, the present reality is this, before I get to the scripture, we all need help.
Yeah.
I said we all need help.
Amen.
I'll say it again, we all need help.
Amen.
Second thing, we all want help, right?
Yeah.
How many of you know when you get a bill in the mail or whatever, it's you were charged wrong on your credit card, you call up to get customer what?
Yeah.
Well, you get a computer now, but anyway, you used to be able to get a real person.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, with Pastor Deb, she doesn't like it when they take money that ain't theirs.
That's right.
She goes, I want a name. Who are you? Bill, what is this charge? I have no idea what this charge is. We had to cancel our credit card twice here in the church because one time I got gas with it for the church at Sheets, and all a couple days later, someone down in South America or somewhere was using our credit card.
Oh.
We all need help, we all want help, and we all look for help. And you know, there's people around you right now that need your help.
Right.
I love being around people that are helpful. Amen. It's a disposition that people have. You can just tell when you're in their presence. How can I help you?
Yeah.
How can I help you? I want to be that type of person. How about you?
Amen.
That's because that's how Jesus is. Jesus was so quick to help. Oh, I know we need help. We have our own needs. But the place we are in Christ now, we realize my reaping is only from my sowing.
Yeah.
Right.
There are people in here, you need help with finances. There are people in here, you need help just with your emotional and mental state.
Right.
There are people in here that need help with their children. There are people in here that need help just in social relationships in the church. There are people who need help at work. God can help you in every area. And He has helped you, and He will help you. How many does God ever help in their life?
Yeah.
Well, you think He's done helping?
No.
I want to give you the biggest lie about help, that was told, and you probably heard this. God helps those who help themselves. That is the stupidest statement ever written. If God helped those who help themselves, I don't need God's help.
That's right.
That is so opposite of the nature of God.
Yeah.
But I don't know about you, over the journey I've been on, I've heard people say that.
Yeah.
And they really believed it.
Yeah.
What? Does that make any sense? God doesn't help us if we don't need our help. How many know when you and I get up in the morning, God doesn't help us get dressed?
Right.
Huh? Yeah. How many know in the morning God doesn't help us cook breakfast? But He's got help reserved for you. And He's faster than a 911 call.
Yeah.
He's right there. Let's look at the scripture. Psalm 46. We're talking about trust and hope and help. God is our refuge and strength. A very present help. Actually, the Hebrew says in time of trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth gives way. Well, I tell you what, I look around and I see the earth giving way, folks.
Yeah.
Though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea. Oh, yeah, things are happening in the natural. Though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling. They say that Pompeii, back when that Mount Vesuvius erupted, that it actually warmed the earth a tenth of a degree. It actually went hundreds of thousands of times around the earth. People were, they didn't even understand what was happening. The mountain trembled. It blew, and some people, if you look on it, if you Google it, Pompeii, you'll see people in different positions. It hit them so fast. Some are like this.
Yeah.
Huh? Some are eating bread. It came that quick. He said, listen, I'm not going to fear that. I love this now. Because the psalmist switches gears. He paints a picture that's really drastic to me. Then he switches gears back to God. Don't ever keep your eyes on the mountain swelling, because you'll get depressed. Discouraged. Switch the gear back to God, who is your help. He says, there is a river. Everybody say river.
River.
Whose streams make glad the city of God.
Yes.
The presence of God. And what is that city? The city is His body.
Yes.
The church. Abraham looked for a city. He was looking for a people. And the Bible says, in the atmosphere of the church, in the body of Christ, God says, I will dwell there. And there'll be a river there. And it'll be a river of salvation and a river of hope. It'll be a river that will come and clean and heal and restore. No other institution could claim that. There is a river. And when you come in, you can be depressed. Listen, you can be up on the platform worshiping. You can be preaching. You can be ushering. You came in here depressed, discouraged. But there's a river that comes. It's not only the river of worship. It's the river of His Word. Because John said, I saw this river, and I saw fish, and I saw trees and leaves for the healing of the nation. You see, God loves us, and He's provided the city. That's why I don't like folks putting down the church, comparing the church, because Abraham looked for a city, and he found the city, the body of Christ. Give God a praise if you believe that. Are you looking for this church to some little thing? Or is it the body of Christ that you're part of?
Amen.
The holy habitation. Somebody say holy.
Holy.
You got to live holy, Hebrews said. Without holiness, no man will see the Lord. We know we're not perfect. Right. But we live in a culture today that is unholy. But Isaiah did too. Isaiah called to be a prophet. He said, Lord, I dwell in the midst of an unholy people that say unholy things. I'm distraught about it. God says, well, I understand, Isaiah, but let's just start with your mouth.
Yeah. Come on.
I said, thank God it made it go. Let's just start with your mouth.
Right.
How many know everything coming out of your mouth is not holy? See, right. Complaining, talking about people, negative, that's unholy to God.
Right.
We don't look at it as unholy, but God said, that's not holy. You're not going to say that mess up here. You better get it right. See, we think it's just a small thing. I tell you what, there's been things spoken to me over my year, over the years, one or two sentences that took me 15 years to get over. Well, to that person, it was just a small remark, a small putting out, but not for me. There is no small words. There's life and death and power in it. And God wants a people that can speak purely and holy and see change. Give them a shout in that. Okay, Isaiah, I'm going to start with you. How many know it always starts with us?
Amen.
Worry about someone else's mouth. Let's get ours. It starts with me. He said, Isaiah, I got to touch your lips. And you got a calling on now. You're anointed, but your lips all. How many need God to come and touch your lips, my little one? Driving the car, someone cuts you off.
Woo.
Where do they get their license?
Right.
Standing in line in the store. There's 20 people in line. You have one cash register open, the rest of them over on their phone. You're like, where's the manager here? I know. I know how Pastor Ledger was spiritual than that. Well, I'm going to take you, baby, for 4 hours and see what it is. I've had to repent many times.
Amen.
I've got to go to the car and repent.
Amen.
Oh, I wish I had some people helping me here.
Yeah.
I know. I see halos and angel wings. Okay, I got it. Preach to the choir. Some of the halos and angel wings ain't fitting right, though, folks. Okay. The holy habitation. Don't you know you're the temple of the holy habitation?
Amen.
Not a building. You are. I am.
That's right.
And if I want God to pick up the phone real fast when I need help, I better make sure I'm doing that which pleases Him. Amen. So I don't have to call out for mercy. I call out for help. See, there's a difference. See, if I'm not living right, I got to call God, have mercy. But if I'm living right, then I can call God, thank you for sending me help.
Amen.
We can't just be called out for mercy. Shows I did something I shouldn't have done, said something, attitude. But we got to grow up, man. We got to get to the place where I have such a relationship with God. He's my help. God's in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. Remember the song? I shall not be moved. Lives like a tree planted by the water. I shall not be moved. But I've been moved.
Amen.
I've been moved after I sang, I shall not be moved.
Right?
I don't know what here.
No.
Well, take your spiritual mask off and fake smiles. Am I the only one here that sang and preached and prophesied and worshiped and fasted, but still something comes and moves my emotions? Moves me.
Thank you, Lord.
God, where are you? Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. It says, He's in the midst of her, shall not be moved. There'll come a place where you and I are not going to be moved.
That's right.
God will help her when morning dawns. I love driving over here early in the morning. Many times it's dark. When they're worshiping God, I see the light starting to come. Amen. The nations rage. I'm going to believe the nations are raging.
Yeah.
Remember seeing ships fighting? The kingdoms totter. How many of you have ever been on a teeter totter? How many?
Yeah. Amen.
I remember going with Tom and Piker, and my brother and I were doing it. And, you know, he just got off abruptly. How many know when you get off abruptly?
Ouch. Yeah.
I said, how many know when you get off abruptly?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
bang!
Yeah.
Pottering all over. He utters his voice. How many want to hear the voice of God?
Amen.
The other day when I started a series on hope, I was in prayer. And I'm there in Isaiah 36. In my spirit. I didn't know what Isaiah 36 was. It was that longing. I didn't know what it was. And I started reading it. It was about Hezekiah and the king of Assyria who came to Hezekiah and said, you know what? You tore down the high places.
Yep.
He had to because they were worshiping the snake that Moses had made.
Yep.
He said, well, who are you going to trust in? I didn't know that scripture existed. That was his voice inside of him.
Yeah.
Speaking a rainbow word.
Yeah.
The earth melts. Do you know the center of the earth is hot or hotter than the sun?
Yep. Sure is.
Do you know the Russians years ago went down 45 miles and had to stop the temperature up to 130 degrees? It's hard for me to understand. Liquid fire in heaven. Many people believe that's where heaven is. Center of the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. Everybody say with us.
With us.
You know why we fear when we go through stuff? We're not convinced he's with us. But if you spend enough time with someone, you'll have the confidence that he's with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Isn't it interesting you didn't say the God of Israel, the God of Jacob? Even though he's a deceiver, Jacob means deceiver. In other words, God's looking down at us. He knows we're not perfect. He knows, but he's still with us. Men will give up on you. God won't.
That's right.
And then he goes again. Come, behold the works of the Lord, how he has brought desolations on the earth. In other words, hey, I want you to know this. I'm very observant about what's happening. This is my earth. Is it warm in here? Is it okay? The works of the Lord, how he brought desolations on the earth. Earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Listen, I don't even own the land, my house. I don't own that. I'm a steward of it. I own nothing. Naked I came in, naked I'm going out. You see, the earth is still the Lord's. And those may trees out in California and those mighty oceans will be there long after you and I are gone.
Right.
God owns the earth. Got the title deed to it. Paid for it by his own faith as he spoke the world into existence. He makes wars cease. You know, a lot of times we need help because there's wars going on. Personal wars, wars in your mind, wars in your body, wars with your children, wars with your relatives, wars with other saints, which, pray to God, should never happen.
That's right.
The Bible said, don't take your brother to court. Don't sue your brother. Don't do that. If you're offended, go and try to get a reconciled. Don't come to the altar if you've got a chip on your shoulder with somebody. See, God sees it all.
Amen.
There's a lot of wars that even sees it all.
Amen.
He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. Those were the two main elements of war back there. The enemies would come with their bows and their spears. God says, you don't think I can't take care of Satan in your life?
Amen.
You don't think I can't take care of Lucifer in your life? He said, not only can you speak to him in my name, but if you'll tithe, I'll rebuke him myself.
Yeah.
And there are times that Debbie and I, we've gone through hell. And we've taken that tithe and we put it on our hands and we said, Lord, you said you would rebuke the devil. I can't rebuke and I'm done. My rebuker is warning. But that's what you said. See, God loves it when we take him at his word. He burns the chariots with fire. Some trust in chariots. Some in horses. Remember that song? Some trust in chariots and some in horses. Anybody remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, stand up and sing it with me. Hello, this is not a performance here today. Come on. Some trust in chariots and some in horses. Is that all that goes? But we will remember the name of the Lord our God. It's like the one we did, Father Abraham had many sons. I don't know if we broke that, but they were sincere. Adults doing it, sit down, turn around. Some of you, you were here. Breaks the most, he burns the chariots with fire. Here he is. This is his. Mammon to us. This is his encouragement to us. This is his mandate to us. Be still. Because when we are in a situation we need help, we are frantic.
Yeah, that's right.
We react, cry, get angry, accuse. That's what we say. You want me to take care of it, or you want to? And I've learned this. If I'm upset, angry, whatever, keep my mouth shut.
Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Because I'm reacting on the side of my brain that deals with emotions, not logic and reason. Women have more of a problem because they're more emotional. Men don't, but still, men, we can use that side of our brain and say stuff we ought to. It's not logical to tear somebody down. You know, I've learned this. I don't need to tear up someone's furniture to get my own. Be still. Oh, that's so simple. Yeah.
Sure.
If you were to ask the Holy Spirit from 1 to 10, where are you on that chart? That you get still. Commotion only serves. Be still, and then he says this. No. We say no.
No.
That I'm God. You're not God. I know I'm God. I don't have an inferiority complex. I'm God. And by the way, because I'm God, even though you've learned all this spiritual information in Scripture, you only have a molecule of really who I am.
That's right.
And I said this Wednesday night. The angels cry, holy, holy, holy. They go down. They get a new revelation of God. And they come up. Then they go down because if not, it would be repetitive and God does not like that. But what I'm saying is, if they ever came to the place after a million times doing that, and that was it, they had all God all summed up, then he couldn't be God. God is infinite.
That's right.
There's no searching of his understanding. In other words, we can't think, we'll never be able to say, this is God, and then this bothers. See, our minds can't handle that. I'm going to be exalted among the nations. See, you talk about the nations in the beginning, the wars and everything, so say, guess what? I'm God, I'm going to be exalted. They say that Dr. Billy Graham preached to at least 145 million people in his life. Reinhard Bonnke, I saw one time over in Africa, he had 2 million people at his crusade. God's been working, even though in our lives and we work, we have this and that, God's working outside. God's not limited to our understanding about reaching the world.
Right.
Right now over in Iran, they have one of the greatest revivals happening, but no one carries it on the news. one of the greatest revivals that's happening in that place. Now, I'm going to be exalted. You think, listen, I put Pharaoh in the sea. You know, listen, I destroyed it. You think that nations are going to stop me from sharing my truth? No.
That's right.
They're not. And then he says this, the Lord of hosts, millions of angels, is with us. God of Jacob is our fortress. And as I close, four things I want you to take away. He's the very present of. We will not fear. I'm going to close here. There's a river. Behold the works of the Lord. Let me just say this. Switch mics. You and I have the responsibility of the river. People in church congregations don't realize they will have to give an account, as well as the preacher for the services. Praying, my giving, my praising, my repenting, my attitude, my passion, my fight. I'll give an account, because that causes the river to flow.
Yeah, right.
See, we can do nothing without the river. But with the river, we can.
Right.
Can we stand up? Can we turn up the music, please? Sing this with me. A little bit more in honor of this. Praises to your name.
Oh.
for your name.
Doesn't mean you can't take an Advil. I
I'm just saying. How many want to make sure that He's first? Come on, lift your hands. Heavenly Father, we thank You right now. Forgive us for putting our trust in anyone but You. Today, our help is in the name of the Lord. Everybody said amen.
Amen.
You'll take your element of communion right now. Would you open that up for me? Thank you. See, I need your help.